And where, besides, I mean, obviously, Kusala Dhamma's up, Akusala Dhamma's down. Like, how do we find balance, or what? How do we know when we're ready, or, you know, just in general, maybe balancing the solitude and the communal aspects of the practice?
I think it just is, it relies on experimenting and also realizing that different times there's different pulls and in terms of being drawn in a wholesome way in one way or the other, and you know, and as the way the mind works, and you know, it gets bored or gets a bit stale, and you have to change it up somehow. That's an ongoing, you know, a skill that we have to learn of how to adjust our practice so that we're supporting us, as opposed to having a kind of ideal of you know, whether it's the ideal of, you know, of full on engagement with community practice or complete solitude. I mean, those are ideals, and oftentimes it's just learning how to adjust it and learn from the situations, and then give oneself an opportunity. And there, like I really enjoy, as much as I've lived in community, I really enjoy solitude and solitary practice. Almost invariably, when I do have a chance to go have extended solitude, then I'm like, oh, just a bit more would be good.